Well, we are joined this morning in studio by Rick Christofferson, and Rick is representing the folks at St. Paul's Lutheran Church here in Atlantic. We're going to talk about chicken this morning, in a way. That's the vehicle to raise some money. Rick, good morning.
Good morning, Jim.
Staley's Chicken coming up this Sunday.
Yep, they're back in town again.
Very good. People enjoy that.
Yeah, I'm seeing more and more of their signs every year, it seems like, around town for dinners and suppers and fundraisers, so they're getting pretty popular.
Kind of like the Pancake Man, only for chicken.
Yep, that's right.
If they know how to do it, they can do it in big groups.
Yep.
Very good. Well, you're having a fundraiser coming up now this Sunday, and we'll talk a little bit about those details here in just a little bit. But what's the fundraiser for?
The fundraiser is for the outreach team and the youth groups at St. Paul's Lutheran. The outreach team does a sponsorship of a young lady through the World Vision program. I think she is about probably in the range of 11 to maybe 12 years old now, and we've been sponsoring her now for probably 5 or 6 years. The money goes directly to help her and her family through the World Vision program, so we don't really know a whole lot about her just because of the confidentiality things with the World Vision. But we do have correspondence with her from time to time as far as how she's doing and what she's doing in school and those kinds of things.
How'd you guys first get hooked up with that?
Actually, my wife got in touch with the World Vision at one of the Women of Faith conferences that they have. I think it was either Omaha or Des Moines, I think, probably, like I say, 5 or 6 years ago. She stopped by one of their booths and got signed up through it that way. So.
Okay, and it's an easy process.
Yeah. The church pretty much handles all the details as far as getting the payments and, you know, all that stuff to them or whatever. But, yeah, World Vision does quite a few projects throughout the world as far as sponsoring a lot of the Tanzanian kids and just different ways to help out the countries over there in Africa.
Sure, and I know there are folks in there, other programs as well, whether it's the programs or the folks that actually go there to do things like helping them with housing or helping them with water, helping them learn how to grow certain things and what have you, different types of things like that.
Yeah.
This program that you're involved in specifically goes to help educate them.
More or less just to help this girl's name's Body. Mm-hmm. It basically goes to help her family specifically for just day-to-day needs.
Okay.
It can be education, it can be food, it can be transportation, whatever it is they need. It goes directly to their family.
Now, is this the same girl that you sponsored last year?
Yeah.
So how long have you been sponsoring that girl?
Yeah, I think this is about 5 or 6
years
now.
Ever since you started?
Yep, since we started.
Okay.
We've kept the same one. I don't know the specifics of how long we will be able to sponsor her. If maybe she reaches a certain age, then maybe we pick up a new one or something like that. I don't know the specifics on that part of it. But if that's the case, I'm sure we'll probably continue to keep doing it.
So, sure.
As long
sure.
as people come eating our chicken. So.
You get to see her report card?
Yeah. No, we haven't really ever seen any of that. So.
Not quite.
But some of the things we have seen from her in the past is she'll write some letters on just things she's doing in school or doing at home and that kind of thing. So it's kind of interesting.
Do you have much of an idea of what school is like for them here as compared to what we're used to here?
Not too much detail on that through the World Vision part of it anyway. The other part of our fundraiser, we do actually support a girls' school over there, which is it's called the Igambilo Girls' School in Tanzania. And that actually goes to help the school, not specifically a child at the school, and those kids are in the age of what our middle school kids would be around here. And that's the same amount of time that we've been sponsoring that program as well. And that's not actually through World Vision, that's actually through our synod.
Right. Well, I know just a few years ago, and I say a few, I mean just a couple of years ago, we had a couple of students here in the Atlantic school system who were foreign exchange students from Tanzania.
Mm-hmm.
Did they get a chance to visit? I mean, do folks know more? Are they more aware, do you think, now about the plight of some of the folks back in Tanzania now because they've been able to hear some stories firsthand?
Mm-hmm. I'm sure those kids, it would have been interesting for our group to probably contact them, but we didn't really know them that well. I mean, I do recall seeing them talked about in the papers and stuff, but we didn't specifically get a chance to talk to them while they were here.
Sure. Well, it's a very different world that they live in as compared to what we're used to for a lot of reasons. You know, sometimes we think of educational opportunities not being there because kids don't have books or they don't have teachers to do those things. But a lot of times the educational shortcomings are due to the fact that they don't have food.
Yeah.
You know, the housing is not that great. Mom and dad sometimes aren't around because they have to be out hunting for money to try to, you know, make ends meet and things. You know, there are a lot of outside forces that we see, not just with our students here, but also those students overseas, that if you can ease some of those outside pressures, education comes a lot easier.
Yeah, yeah. The thing that's nice about the girls' school part of this is that's exactly the case with these kids, is the girls at this age over there, a lot of them don't even have the opportunity to go to school because of the poverty and plight in their families and stuff. And this is really kind of a neat way to be able to support that, knowing that, you know, that this child, you know, may not have had an opportunity without the funds that we've raised.
So absolutely.
It's a very touching thing.
Have folks been pretty generous in the past helping to raise money?
Yeah, we've had real good luck the last 4 or 5 years. It's been pretty steady. We haven't really had a big year or a down year or anything like that. We're always in the neighborhood of about 200 people usually show up for the dinner. So
we kind of got to
have that, because Staley's requires us to have at least, I think it's 175 to 200 before they'll even show up. So,
well, you got the track record.
So we got to hang in there.
They'll be here. All right. No, it's coming up this Sunday, May the 6th. Tell us the details.
Starts at 11 o'clock. We'll serve from 11 to 1 at the St. Paul's Fellowship Hall. It is open to the public. It's not just our church and our members doing it. It is open to the public. So if you are a member and you're listening, bring a friend or family member along. Tickets in advance are $9 for adults. 10 and under get in for $5. Preschoolers are free. And one advantage of that is, of course, at the door, tickets will be $10 the day of the sale, or day of the dinner. If you need ticket information and want to get hold of some tickets, you can call the church, and that number is 243-3678. And I believe our other contact person is Suzanne Just, and her number is 243-3414.
It seems to me that St. Paul's Lutheran Church here in Atlantic has made a real effort over the last several years of, you know, not just doing what they do for their own members, but trying to be more involved in outreach in the communities.
Yeah, it's a big part of our congregation up there. We take part, as you're probably well familiar with, we take part in the crop walk in the falls, and that's usually kind of headed through our congregation. And we've got a lot of other programs that, you know, may not necessarily advertise on the radio or out through the paper, that that are outreach related programs. Like part of our proceeds from the dinner will also go to help our youth kids, and usually every year they have some type of a service project here in town, or if they happen to be interested in going to the youth gathering for high school age kids. Sometimes they'll take the money that they help us with on this to go to that too. And that's usually somewhere in the United States. I don't know. I don't know for sure if they're going this year or not. But if not, I'm sure they'll put it to good use here in town.
Yeah, well, what are you really accomplishing if all you really do is behind closed doors on a Sunday?
Yeah,
you
know? That's right.
So it's good to open the doors in one shape or another to the rest of the community, and in this case, to the rest of the world as well, through the outreach program into Tanzania. So if folks want to participate again, they can get those tickets in advance. You still have some time to do that. It's $9 for adults if you get them in advance, and 10 and under is $5. Preschoolers can come in for free. $10 will be the cost at the door. And, you know, if somebody were to lay down a little extra money and say, hey, that's all right, I don't need the change, that's okay too.
Yeah, we get that from time to time.
I bet so. 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. again this Sunday, May the 6th, at the St. Paul's Lutheran Church Fellowship Hall. And they hope to have just another great crowd for the Staley's Fried Chicken Dinner. It's fried chicken, all the fixings. They'll get them away with a belly full.
Yep. Yeah, we usually have pretty good support from our congregation with the salads and the desserts, so it's not just chicken and potatoes. You get dessert and everything to go with it. So.
Sounds like a winner to me. I don't know how you go wrong with that.
That's right.
Great. Well, Rick, thanks for coming in. Good luck with the project. We hope it continues to help put the young girl through school.
Yep. Thanks, Jim.